الحمد لله وكفى هذه الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are already in the month of Ramadan, and this dua is to be made before Ramadan. But we'll explain that inshallah just now, why I've chosen this subject here and why I want to try and emphasize on a few points that is very important for all of us. But however, before that, just a few points. One is that in namaz, when we stand up for namaz, for jamaat namaz, our hands are on the side usually. Normally when we stand with our hands on the side. So the person next to you, his hand is also next to you. So there is no gap between the two. But when you fasten your hands like this, then almost always there is a gap. And there shouldn't be a gap in our namaz, in our salat, because shaitan comes in between them. So when adhan goes, shaitan goes away, when the adhan takes place. But namaz time he comes back, and then he puts all thoughts into our minds. So therefore all of us, and the where we start off is the person who is in the middle of the saf. Then from both sides the people must stand close to him and the others. If the person who is on the end, this person mustn't go that way, otherwise there will be a bigger gap. All must come closer towards the center from both sides. So let us try and keep this in mind. This is also very important, which normally we are not mindful of, and we give chance for shaitan to get his way through between us. So we should always keep, when we start namaz, even sometimes when we start and our hands are on the side, then too there are gaps still. That also should be closed, and in fact, don't press against one another, don't make it uncomfortable for a person. But at the same time, remember when we fold our arms, then automatically there is space left there. So the space shouldn't be left there. And the whole namaz, we should be touching one another. If we pay attention, we'll see many times we are not touching one another. So we should try and do that, inshallah. Another very important thing is, this is the house of Allah, the masjid. And masjid is that one place where there is no place reserved for anyone whatsoever. Everyone, whoever comes first, has got the right. In fact, the place direct behind the imam is not reserved for the muazzin also. Whoever comes can stand there. Wherever the muazzin gets placed, he must stand there. So also keep that in mind. That place is not even reserved for me. Whoever comes first, he gets his place. And we shouldn't reserve our places also, other places. If, for example, we just want to go and make wudu, or just something, a necessity, then we keep the place, well, that is in order. But otherwise, we shouldn't keep our place in advance, from one namaz to the other namaz, etc. We shouldn't keep our place. Whoever comes first, it is his place. And at the same time also, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimahullah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, I asked him once that if a senior of ours comes, then we give him our place. First, the first serf is superior, and we give him our place. He says that is the actual required thing, and that is written in Shami, that when a person, somebody elder than you, senior as far as knowledge is concerned, age is concerned, etc., then it is, you get your sawab for, you are already in the first step. Your niyat was the first step. You give him the place, you will get more sawab. So that is also in its place. We must keep both things in mind. So we shouldn't go to extremes. Also, at especially Taraweeh time, we have got the imam and we have got the huffaz who are going to recite. And we need people to take out mistakes if necessary to help the person. And the more closer they are to the imam, the better it is. So we should try it voluntarily. It is not compulsory. But from our side, voluntarily, we should try and give them those places. So that when they have to move, yeah, we don't have one, normally we don't have one hafiz making all the 20 rakats. We have, to this year, yeah, we have got three hafizes. So if we give them place right here in front, then they can easily move front and back. And also, if there is anything to, sometimes they want to discuss an ayat. they are confused about an ayat. So if they are all just near, very easy for them to discuss it. So that is if we give preference to them. So that also we should keep in mind. Also, if we give place to ulama, etc., and we give them place, it is also virtuous, it is good, though it's not compulsory. But it is virtuous that we give them place also, and many times they refuse also. And also we should remember, the more front we come, the more virtuous it is. The greatest reward is in the first serf. What reward there is in the second serf, that hasn't got so much reward as in the first serf. So the first serf has got the greatest reward. And also many of us got a habit, we might come early, but we sit on the sides. Or we sit at the back and we are reading. No, we should come to the front. That has got the greatest reward. And the best place is directly behind the imam. That has got the greatest reward. So we should try and take that place. And if we want to give it voluntarily to somebody, no problem also. We'll get that sawab also. Plus we'll get the sawab of making ikram of somebody also. But if we don't want to, no problem. Wherever a person comes, he finds place, that is where he should sit. Once we were in Masjid Abrar in Malaysia, and Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh happened to be here in the country at that time, and there at the masjid. So for Zohar Namaz, it was a weekday, and Malaysia is a residential area by and large. So when we went to the masjid was like empty, and we didn't know. We learn, and we keep on learning, and we pass on to our friends what we learn. So when we went for Zohar and made the sunnats of Zohar, we all stood in different positions in the masjid. When Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi came in, he walked directly to the place behind the imam. And as he walked, he said, "Pehli saf mein jagah hote huye, kahi aur khara hona apna sakht nuksan karna." That when there is place in the first saf to stand somewhere else, you are losing out very greatly. So to say, In the serfs, there are parking meters. They aren't actually parking meters, but they are like parking meters in the serfs. And these parking meters, we don't have to pay to park there. In the parking lot, you pay to, for how long, 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, you have parked, you have to pay. But here, we don't pay, those parking meters pay us. So the greatest amount they pay is in the first serf. Then it goes to the second, then the third, etc. And this is a great deficiency normally within us, that on Friday, Jummah, we sit very, very haphazardly. We should always try and fill the masjid from the front. So inshallah, let us not, and we have to abide by Masai. That is our Islah. We have come here to bring Masail into our lives, to do things according to Shariat. We become unmindful. We take things for granted. We become unmindful. But when we are reminded, we shouldn't feel offended, and we should accept it. That this is what the Masala is, and we should follow by that. Inshallah, Maulana Musa Qazi will get us the actual fatwa, and then we will read it out also. If there is any different from what I said, we will correct that also, inshallah. So that is one important thing. And then why I have quoted this hadith, this dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, though we have spoken about it quite extensively in different places, but there are very many new faces here also. And there are many new brothers who perhaps haven't heard this. And this, I feel, is very, very important. We all have come here predominantly for our Islah, for our reformation. So in that line, we have to see to this. And the dua of this in this hadith is, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab. So just one point. It isn't that this is the meaning of the hadith or anything. One point, that in the month of Rajab, the highlight of Rajab, which is famous, not necessarily exactly, but which is famous, is the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the whole Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sum total of it is the namaz. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with the gift of namaz on this night. And it is more a gift, it is definitely a duty, it is a farz upon us. We have to perform our namazes, but it is also at the same time a great gift from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Also, mashallah, yes, I don't have to go into those details, But in Anwar al-Salat, we must have heard already, or it will be coming, what the great value of namaz is. That all the ibadat of the malaika is combined in two rakats of namaz. Some malaika continuously in a standing position, others in ruku, others in sajda, somebody in tasbih, somebody in zikr, somebody in tilawat, all the time. Allah gave to this ummah that all that ibadat in two rakats of namaz. And then all the ibadat of all the creation of Allah, Allah gave it to us also in two rakats of namaz. The mountains are like in a sitting position. The trees are in a standing position. Four-legged animals are like in ruku. And then snakes and things like that on the ground are like in sajda. Everything. And then water is making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Wind makes the zikr of Allah. Many animals make the zikr, or animals make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All the ibadat, Allah gave it to us in two rakats of namaz. Then besides that, namaz is that ibadat, and that command of Allah, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not send down on the earth. But Allah took Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam up to Mi'raj, up for Mi'raj, and gave namaz at the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Even iman became for us on the ground. Zakat, hajj, all the other commandments of Allah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with those commandments. Quran Sharif, Allah sent it down. But for namaz, Allah called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is that great, great ibadat. So what is the point of Islam? For all of us, we have to upgrade. Today everywhere we want to upgrade. Car we want to upgrade, phone we want to upgrade, our living conditions we want to upgrade. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion, went and visited somebody. So the garden of that person was very nice, neat, clean, a nice garden. The neighbors was totally neglected. So the person who was with Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat asked him, what is the difference between the two gardens? So he says, it's quite clear what the difference is. So he asked, why is the difference? So he says, most probably these people have got some garden service. They've got a gardener. They take care, who takes care. And those people do not have anyone to take care of their garden. So their garden is neglected. So Maulana Rahmatullah Ali said, the same way, a person who has got somebody to attend to your deen, then your deen will be made. And a person who hasn't got somebody to attend to his deen, he hasn't got a deen service for him, he hasn't got somebody to see to his deen, and he's also not interested, not doing it himself also, then his garden will be, his deeni garden will be neglected. Then Maulana Rahmatullah Ali said, everyone likes a nice house, clean house, things on their place, everything properly. Everyone likes it and no problem with that. But more important than that, we should see that our deen is in order. For example, Maulana was very particular of Quran Sharif Tilawat, reading it correctly, very, very particular. May Allah give us all tawfiq also. And while we are on that point, inshallah, Maulana Musa Qaji has seen to it, or he will see to it, there are very many new brothers. There are some reverts also. There are some of us who don't know how to read Quran Sharif. Halqa you have every day. So check for yourself and then speak to Maulana Musa Qaji. Allah reward him, he's here most of the time. And ask him to join us, pair us with somebody who can teach us Quran Sharif correctly. So if a person who doesn't know Quran Sharif at all, then spend, even if you just learn the alphabets during this month, you have achieved something great. Your islah has been done to a great extent. And if you went further and you can read Quran Sharif, and those of us who can read, but our reading needs a little brushing up, it has to be corrected, do that. Take out time for that. That is very, very important. So inshallah, we should pay attention to that. So Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular of this. He said that as you like your dunya's things to be nice in order, try and have your deen also in order. Have your Quran Sharif in order. Your recitation must be in order. It must be correct. And there are plenty rules. And even a jayyid, a very good qari, if he doesn't keep on his practice, then there also little bit rust comes on. There are so many rules that a person has to follow it up all the time. So, and Allah loves the person who reads in the correct tajweed with the correct makharij. So we are all reading and we should carry on reading, but don't just remain at that level of reading. We should try and improve. May Allah give us all tawfiq to improve ourselves. And that is one reason we have come. And mashallah, there are all categories of people. There are qurra also who are sitting with us. There are huffaz also, ulama also. And in fact, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very stringently said that I will punish those people who have got deen and they are not going to give deen to those who haven't got it. And he said, I will punish those people who haven't got deen and they don't come to the people of deen to learn deen. So both ways, it takes two hands to wash. So those of us whom Allah has given, we can read properly, have that desire. There is a very great ibadah to teach somebody. In fact, there is an instance written of a Shaykhul Hadith who was teaching Bukhari Sharif. And when he passed away, somebody saw him in the dream and they asked him that you must have got high stages. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me very high stages. What was it, on account of teaching Bukhari Sharif for so many years? He said, no. One person came to me and wanted to learn Surah Fatiha. I taught him Alhamdu Sharif, Surah Fatiha. On that Allah gave me all this. So most of us know Surah Fatiha, but there are some who perhaps still don't know. And there may be some who know, but our reading needs... And we don't have to become saris and get 10 out of 10. But at least 5 out of 10, at least a pass mark we should get. So much that our reading is correct. We should become conscious of that. In that same light and in that same strain, with regard to this great gift of namaz, we should also... One other thing I wanted to mention, if somebody volunteers that... Sunset is 23, I think, according to my watch. 24. So about 27 will be adhan. So at about just after quarter past, make a sign to me. I will watch my time. But I won't stop. And it's very important to stop. I'll keep on looking. I'll again look that if time is getting finished, but I will carry on. But that's not right. That there are ladies who are listening before they should come to the hall. Maybe some are still coming. They also have to get home. And then very important is not the talk, but the amal. And at that time, dua is important. So we have to give time for dua. Going into adhan is not correct. And just stopping a minute or two before adhan is also not correct. 5-10 minutes at least. So who will, inshallah, make me a sign? Rashid. Inshallah. So anyway, with regard to namaz, which is a great gift from Allah, one way to understand this gift of namaz is also that, see, if we want a meeting with a politician, for the state president, that's out of the question, that's very high. Just our ward councillor or a cabinet minister is also very high. An MP, we know it's not just easy. If you're just a man on the street, for you to go and have a meeting with just an ordinary person in the town also, they don't know you from any side. Where are they going to give you time and give you an appointment? So it's so difficult. And if you are to go and meet the state president, then how difficult won't that be? The prime minister of the country, we know that people who have got work, what lengths they have to go through. And how many, perhaps many times, wrong things they have to do. Bribing, etc. All this they have to do. Then they can get there. But Allah Ta'ala, the greatest of the great. And how great is Allah Ta'ala? If we just look Allah's name written here, our Shaykh was what an arif of Allah Ta'ala. He explained just on the name of Allah Ta'ala. That first we see there is an alif with that little stroke on the top. That is like a pole with the flag. Like all parliaments, all government buildings have got their flags there. So this year, and if you see that alif is quite long. So it is the pole of Allah, because Allah is not only Malik, He is Malikul Muluk. He is King of the kings, of all kings of all time. And He is the greatest king. So His flag pole will also be so high. And his flag is not never half cast or anything. It is always full. And then that in Arabic language, there are the two lams which you can write in different ways in Arabic language. One time we were with Hazrat and Maulana Mansur al-Haq sahab, Damat Barakatuhum of Rustenburg. He told Hazrat this point, that Hazrat, according to Arabic calligraphy, writing, it is not permitted to write Allah's name in any other way. Just like the ayats of the Quran Sharif, we can't just write it out of our mind. How it is written, it must be written in that way. Though it is, according to language, it's correct to write it in a different way. But Quran Sharif has to be written. Like for example, Yasin. Yasin with a khara zabar. Now you can write Yasin also, ye and a alif. But Quran Sharif, you can't write it that way. You have to write it as it is. So Allah's name also has to be written like this. So the two labs, if we look at them, it makes a crown, the crown of a king. And then Allah Ta'ala is Malikul Muluk, king of the kings. So you see the tashdeed on top is another crown, because he is the great king. So he hasn't just got one crown, two crowns. And then the khara zabar on top is like an exclamation mark. Really, is he so great? Is he that great being? And then you see the who at the end. Yes, it is only him. There is no one else but him. So Allah Ta'ala is so great. So Allah Ta'ala, when he is so great, to have a meeting with Allah Ta'ala, how difficult won't that be? In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what an arif of Allah Ta'ala, he said that big people, who we call, we don't mean big in size, rich people, people of prominence, position, etc., when they build their house, they build big, big houses. So Allah's house should be the biggest house. But Allah Ta'ala, how kind isn't he to us, that he may, if he should make his house from Makkah till Jeddah, that is also very small for Allah. And Allah doesn't stay in any house or anything. Allah doesn't need a house, but it's called Baytullah Sharif, the house of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah had to make it so much, Haji shouldn't be able to make one round of the seven rounds of Tawaf. Allah Ta'ala, just here now, when the crowds are big and you get placed right on the outer end, then your Tawaf takes you about an hour, 45 minutes, an hour it takes you. And if you are just around the Kaaba, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, your whole 7 rounds can get finished. So if Allah had to make it so big, so Allah is so kind that he didn't make his house so big. And then again, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is so kind that when he introduced himself to us, also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us this, one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. Allah is the knower of the unseen. But for Allah there is no unseen. Allah defined himself according to our understanding. For Allah, everything is Shahada. Everything, every split second, everything in the whole universe, bottom of the ocean, right on top in the skies, everything is in front of Allah. Allah doesn't have to press buttons and let this screen come. Call up that file, or go into this file. No, everything is front. So Allah, there is no ghaib for Allah Ta'ala. Ghaib is for us. Allah is alimul ghaib, he knows the ghaib also. And shahada also he knows, according, otherwise we shouldn't have understood. So how great is, how kind and merciful is not Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that being that is so merciful, so kind, and Allah is the most generous and the most benevolent. There is nobody, no limits to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, not even the word kun, just Allah's irada, that this must come into existence from non-existence, nowhere. But just Allah's one irada, and the thing comes into existence. And it's not difficult to understand also for us. Today everything has been made easy. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. We will show them our clear signs in the heavens and the earth. Our nearby countries, Mozambique and Zimbabwe, they were poor countries, but now they found diamonds there. If the diamonds were there all the time, Then they should have found them, they should have known, they shouldn't have been poor countries. And they've got these aeroplanes that fly over the land and scan the land. That what is there, what mineral, what metal is there in that place. Now they have found. So Allah creates it and Allah puts it there. What is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala? Where He wants to, He can put it. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that great being, that to get Allah Ta'ala did not say that you need a lot of red tape and lot of difficulty in order to come and meet me. I have made it compulsory, you must come and meet me 5 times a day. Allah has made the minimum 5 times compulsory. You want to sit for i'tikaf for 10 days, for 1 day, and sit in my house. You don't need any permission. And also, as we explained in the beginning, yeah, in Allah Ta'ala's house, there is no reservation also. You, whoever comes, you can be the poorest person. You haven't contributed 1 cent to that masjid. Still you are not contributing using all the facilities, but you are the guest of Allah. And you have the full right to be right in front. So there is no, what you call it, here, there is no priesthood in Islam. And there is no position that any person holds and his place is reserved or anything. Allah has been so kind. So when this is the case, then let us come with that open heart to the house of Allah. Let us upgrade ourselves. Let us not be lazy. Fajr time, Adhan goes, and then we turn around and sleep again or something. That should not be the case. Let us see where our weaknesses lie. So Allah is calling us, and Allah is calling us as a duty. But at the same time, Allah is calling us to ask Him. He wants to give us. So when we enter the masjid, the dua is, وَفْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِي. Open your doors of rahmat. Take the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And when you have been here and when you're going out, وَفْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ فَضْلِ. Open the doors of your fadl, your rosy to me now. You have made me happy and I will see to your needs now. So we have to come and then Allah will see to all our needs and give us. So we have to come 5 times a day. So anyway, this namaz which Allah has given us, 4 stages I have set up that we should try and have in our lives and move along those lines. The first is wujud as-salat. That namaz must be existent in our lives. There must be namaz. And by namaz is meant 5 times namaz a day. And by 5 times namaz a day, without a valid excuse, don't stay absent from jamaat namaz. With jamaat. We should make our 5 times namaz with jamaat. So that is, each one of us see, if we have really come for our islah here, then in my life, is there 5 times namaz or not? Or am I missing out perhaps my fajr? Am I missing out my, and with jamaat? Unless we have got a proper shari'i excuse, then it's a different thing. And also if a person has a shari'i excuse, many people have, but they should make it known. Otherwise people, they get misconceptions. They make bad guman. So we should make it known why I can't come. But anyway, that is very rare case. Otherwise, we should come to the masjid. And as Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Da'amat Barakatum, also explains that it's not a rule of Sharia, but try and make all your namazes in one masjid. So that your nafs doesn't play around with you. If you're making it in different masjid, so people will think, well, he must be gone there. But whereas you are sitting at home, or you must be thinking you are gone there. So unless of necessity, then by all means, go to another masjid also. When you have to go, it's not always you can be. Of course, there were those buzurgs in their one masjid, all the 20, 30 years, they didn't miss one namaz with takbir-e-ula. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. And today also there are people who are very, very pabund on Quran Sharif. When we'll come to that tilawat of Quran, how much they make, we should feel really ashamed of ourselves. That how many people who are like us, who are here with us, who also have got family and duties, but how much Quran, how pabund of the deen, of namaz, etc. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So the first thing is, make your niyat now in your heart, each one of us. Our five 5 times namaz we are going to perform. And make du'as in this month of Ramadan. This is a month of du'as. Du'as are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. We make du'a for many other things, but we should make du'a for this year. That for our deen we should make du'a. Make the effort also for deen, and make the du'a also. And also, like for example, when we are ill, we phone other people, we meet people, we tell them, please make du'a for us. But each one of us ask ourselves, which is a very common thing in the Khanqah in Karachi by Hazrat. You meet anyone, the person will come to you, please make du'a for my islah. That's a very common phrase there, request of du'as. Please make du'a for my islah. Whereas here, perhaps we hardly hear it. And ask ourselves, did we ask anyone to make du'a for our islah? For our health we will ask, we got a problem we will ask, and our whole thing of deen, dunya, of our dunya and our akhirah is all dependent on our deen. If our deen is in order, Allah will make our dunya in order. If our deen is in order, our akhirah will be in order. And that is also very important, that we must also always think of our akhirah. Think of our qabr, which at night Allah reward Maulana Musa Patel. He does what an extremely good job in reading the kitab, Maut Ki Yaad. And also after Zohar, Maulana Hussain Linnat reads. But that is in a different dimension. The night one is a different. So we should take out time to think of our maut. And what is life going to be? Just to give you one little glimpse of it, which occurred to me. We were traveling somewhere, and then there was a detour. They were fixing the railway line. So we couldn't cross over on the tar road. We had to take a gravel road. They had made a pass that side. So when we went there, it was summer, it was hot, and the dust on the road and all the other traffic cars going up and down, it became quite uncomfortable. So I said, close the windows. Up to now we were enjoying the fresh air from outside, and put the air con on. But then the thought came to me at the same time, that if we go in the qabr, and if there it has to be a bit uncomfortable. This uncomfortableness in the car, with that little dust and sand, is tolerable. You can manage with it. But the qabr, khuda na khasta, may Allah protect us all. And we have to think of this. Think of it for us, for our family. We tell the family, why didn't you put the heater on? It's so cold. Whole day you didn't put the heater on. In summer, why didn't you put the air con on? We are worried about them. For the children, wear socks. Put on your jersey. We're so concerned. More than that, we should be concerned of the qabr, what it is. And that is the first place where a person is going to. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu should cry so profusely at the qabr that his beard should become wet. Today, when we go to Qabristan, Allah make us all maaf and make our islah. That is why we are here. At one occasion, the person was going to make the janazah namaz. He said, please keep quiet. Nobody could hear him saying it. There was such a noise. Janazah is in front. 4-5 times he had to announce. Then other people announced. Then there came some control. So today we are just so indifferent. And what are we talking about? Are we reading Qulu Allah? Are we reading Yasin Sharif? Are we talking about deen, worried about the qabr? Or are we talking of sports? Are we talking of politics? Are we talking of the weather? Allah make us maaf and guide us. And also one important thing, at the same time, with all this, we still think ourselves to be very pious. That is how it came in the, we read it this afternoon, most probably it was, that people will come with mountains of sawab, but Allah will make it just to fly away. Because the hukukul, ibad, they did not fulfill. The other rights of other people, etc., they did not fulfill. So just don't look at our piety. Look at all these things. And also at the same time, remember, these people, you might not be talking. But it's your command that how much you can manage, tell the other person. Make a sign, don't make a bigger noise. Many times when children are making a noise and somebody wants to keep them quiet, he makes even a bigger noise. So that should not be the case also. Try and bring it under control in a suitable way. Amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar is also a faraz of ours. And if we are there, for example, in the Qabristan, a janazah place, or when the while they are burying, and these noises are carrying on, and a person, man ra'a minkum munkaran, a person who sees this wrong, then he should try and stop it with his hand, with the power, if he's got that power, which is usually the government's power in an Islamic country. You can't do that, fabi lisanihi. Tell the person in a nice way. If he's going to feel offended and you feel you can't do that also, fabi qalbi. And by his heart, he must change it. And the greatest changer of conditions is the Zat of Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah at least, that Ya Allah, let the people keep quiet. Or you think that who can you tell? When ask an alim to make an announcement, if I'm going to make an announcement, nobody is going to listen to me. Ask an alim to make the announcement, that ask the people please to keep quiet. That they must read Yasin Sharif, they must read Qul Huwallah, whatever, Durood Sharif, whatever it is. So we have to use our, whatever capacity Allah has given us, we should use it for these purposes. Otherwise, it comes also in that same hadith, that if you're not even influenced, you're not affected in your heart, then there is no iman after that in that person. Which is a very serious matter. And today we are involved in the wrong. And if somebody tell us, we want to defend ourselves. We go on the offensive, not only defend ourselves, we go on the offensive with that person. So not to accept the wrong as wrong is also an extremely serious thing. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand. And this type of gatherings, a khanqah really is not only once a year. If you have a hospital in a town or in the country, or hospital, and it only opens 30 days in the year, this is a spiritual hospital. Allah reward our Jamaat brothers. All the time you can go in Jamaat. But yes, supposedly, we are supposed to do a detailed checkup, a proper checkup. You have a minor service of the car, you have a major service, you have an overall of the car. So sometimes your house you do spring cleaning, sometimes you have to do painting also, sometimes you have to do some maintenance work also. All those things are necessary. So a detailed checkup of ourselves and proper checkup is also very necessary. And also with the checkup at the same time, if we have to, doctor send us to for blood test, he marked off these things you have to check. You went, your report went to the doctor. He said you must come back tomorrow, day after tomorrow. You went back and he told you that your cholesterol is too high and your sugar levels are too high. Your blood pressure, this is not right. Your prostate is not in order. This is not in order. That is not in order. And you take the form from him and you tell him, thank you very much, doctor. Jazakallah, and you go and file it at home. Who does that? No, now you know, you have to take treatment now. So the same way, when we go in Jamaat also, when we come here and we realize our weakness, then we don't fight it away. Now we have to start taking the medication. And here is such a place that the doctor himself also needs medication. Who is sitting there, and the patient also. Each one needs that medication. So anyway, with regard to namaz again, that first and foremost, each one of us, let us try and see if there is 5 times namaz in my life. If there isn't, make an effort to bring 5 times namaz. And when we have our 5 times namaz, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, one namaz is that which the Quran Sharif says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those mu'mineen have become 100% successful. Amongst them, the first quality, who have got khushu khudu in their namaz, who have concentration and devotion in their namaz, those people. Then they are hold that other 10 other qualities which Allah has mentioned. But the first is, so one type of namaz is that with concentration and devotion. The Quran Sharif itself speaks of another type of namaz, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, that there is wail for those people who make namaz. What is this? That they didn't make their namaz this properly. So in that, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that making your namaz in any way, not even in the right way, is better than not making namaz at all. Don't come in distress of shaitan also that I can't make namaz properly, so I'm not going to make namaz. No, but who will say, who can say I'm a perfect Muslim? So I don't say that, na'uz billah, may Allah save us, that I can't be a perfect Muslim, so I'm not a Muslim now. Na'uz billah, may Allah protect us. We'll never say that. Weak Muslim, even that weak Muslim will get his jannat, inshallah. So in the same way, namaz also. But now, don't stay that weak person. Nobody likes to, a dirty thing, a weak thing, a thing that needs to be repaired. It must be repaired. It must be made in order. So ourselves also, we must repair ourselves. So anyway, first is that namaz. Then the second thing that we should try and pay attention to, in my humble opinion, is our qadai umri. From the time we became baligh, normally we take it at 15. But now, I've learned just now, how many boys are making tarawih at the age of 14? They are baligh already. And boys do become early also. And with today's setup, and the type of food we are eating, the takeaways and that, girls also are becoming baligh very young. Boys also are becoming baligh very young. So, we should try and work out from the time that we were of age. Perhaps we were attending school at that time, high school. Then we went to college. Perhaps we were not conscious of namaz. We didn't. Our family was not perhaps, so to say, a religious family. We were not conscious. If a person is a revert, then from the time he became a Muslim, namaz is farz on him. Not from the age of 15. From the time he became a Muslim. From that age. And for the others of our who were born Muslims, then from the age of at least 15. And for safety's sake, add a few more namazes. And alhamdulillah, there is a nice, very nice sort of a diary you can call, or what, to keep a record of all your qaza namazes. And it's available in the bookshop also. Maulana Musa has got those little thin booklet, and try and get one for those of us that you have to make. Don't take it, I will remember. Because we forget very, very, we tend to forget tremendously. Note it down. And then that one time, we were on safar, and one alim friend was with, and I had my Quran Sharif with me also. So I told him, one brother told me, a friend of mine, that always keep your Quran Sharif, even if you are lazy to read, but keep it. When seeing it, you will be reminded. Tasbih is also it tazkir. You must keep a tasbih in your pocket, even if you are not in the habit of reading your music. But when you will feel it, it will remind you, I must read. And the time will come when you will start reading tasbih. So in the same way, you will keep this book, even if we become negligent. We are not making, just keep it here in your top pocket. And then, this is my namaz that I have to see. And then you'll realize, from the age of 15, 13 till the time I got married, past my marriage also, I wasn't making 10 years, I wasn't making namaz. On and off, now and then I was making. And also remember that these namazes of ours which are qaza, we can't sweep them under the carpet. And it isn't also, there is a complete wrong masala some people show that you make 2 rakats qaza-i umri. Just 2 rakats you make, then your whole qaza-i umri of your life is done. And also one person asks, I'm going for umrah. So in Makkah Sharif you get the sawab for one namaz, 100,000 sawab. So that will be cover up all my namazes. No, we have to make it. And this death is a death with Allah Ta'ala. So we have to make it, and we have to pay up all our past. So those of us really who are serious about our Islam, then we have come here, and one of the most important things, the most important thing after Iman, is our namaz. And we have to check on our past namazes that we are making them. That we carry on, that we start and we cover up with all our namazes. And if we doubt that we have made some namazes which were not correct, for example, some people also come under the influence of sometimes some other people who think differently, which is not permissible for us to make Zuhr and Asr at one time, to make Maghrib and Isha at one time. Perhaps if we did it for some reason, repeat those namazes, ask the Mufti sahab. Also one habit we should get into is to consult with our Muftis. Ask them. Don't take things for granted. And dunya's things, small matters, we go and ask somebody, a person who has got knowledge of that field. So in deen also, we should ask our muftis, ask the ulama, our masalas. So that is important, our qaza namazes. First of all, make dua, make the effort that we don't leave here from the khanqah until our five times namazes are on their place. And until we have started our qaza-i umri. That we start off now. Qaza-i umri is more important than our nafil namaz. If we can do our nafil also and qaza-i umri, very good. Otherwise, qaza-i umri is faraz. We have to do that. Nafil is nafil. But don't just discard nafil also. Today, that is also an attitude that we have built. We just discard nafil, sunnat-e-ghair muakkada. That should also not be the case. We should always maintain all our namazes. So inshallah, we should engage ourselves now in dua. I thought we will finish this off namaz today, but inshallah, if Allah wishes, we'll carry on. But it is very, very important that we get our namazes in order. Our connection with Allah, and we will try to explain, Allah grant us the reality of what namaz is, how our connection must be with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we can just get our five times namazes in order, and we get our qaza and umri, we just start with it, we will have done a great favor to ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.